Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello, my name is Nelly Cutler. I'm the national leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO USA. Joining us today is Michael Rosenthal, e-commerce implementation manager at BDO USA. In today's episode, we are going to explore what gamification in retail is and how it benefits both retailers and consumers, and why we think this strategy is going to be a game changer for retailers looking to future-proof their business. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Thank you.
So before we move on, move any further with this, Michael, maybe you can explain to us, what is gamification? What does it even mean?
Sure. Yeah. Great starting point here. Gamification is the use of gaming elements within sales or marketing to help boost your customer engagement and purchases. This can be anything from quizzes, fitness challenges, reward points, badges, any sort of customer loyalty action. Simple example would be a website that you come to that presents a wheel that you spin. Where the wheel lands, you get X percentage off of your purchase. A more complicated example would be a well-known online store that allows customers to bid on products to win them. You spend a lot of time on the site, it's a competitive bidding system, and you get sort of that winner's high if your bid holds on and you acquire the object.
Interesting. I never even thought about that, that it has a gaming element to it. I mean, I've certainly seen the wheels, that you spin the wheel for a discount, or obviously from a bidding perspective, definitely have done that. But I never kind of thought of it, from a gaming perspective. What are the benefits for retailers when they create this gamifying concept for the consumer in their shopping experience?
Sure. Yeah. And number one would immediately be engagement, right? The customer wants to be there. It's fun. It's a good time. Of course, the outcome is also fun. There's typically rewards, whether it's a discount, a promotion, some sort of prize. This leads to a lot of customer loyalty, right? And repeat and additional purchases because the customer sees, the value of playing these games. And really, lastly, is, overall increased traffic, more customers on your site, more customers in your store. You can target to market to them and really win their business.
Interesting. So we know not all customers are created equal, obviously. And we've had you on the show several times before, talking about how retailers need to market to, I think we identified 5 or 6 different generations that are actively consuming in the marketplace. So thinking back to that interview, to that show, which generation of shoppers do you think that this strategy is most designed to reach?
Yeah, this really is going to work for all generations. Of course, I think it's going to slant towards a younger demographic overall and customers who have heavier mobile usage. If I had to name one, I would probably say Gen Z. People really love to have quick and simple games they can play on their phone to win a discount, again, to get some sort of reward. You get their attention and you keep it for some period of time. In some cases, gamification can even be sort of long running, right? Where your each purchase adds to your loyalty, and at some threshold, you get some sort of, free prize, free gift. All customers are really looking for a deal, and games always sort of have that at the end. And lastly, I would just say, really, across generations, there are competitive individuals who always want to win the highest score, the trivia whiz, someone who wants to complete that puzzle. Really, that just drives engagement across.
Absolutely. I know several of those individuals. So so to keep going with this whole gaming concept, what can retailers do to up their game in this space?
Yeah, there's a 4 steps that I would say, starting with sort of defining a plan, really What are the goals of the gamification? Are you looking to drive more sales? Are you looking to drive more traffic? Grow a new part of your business? Really sort of understanding what you want is step one. The next step, which I always say, is you really want to set some metrics or milestones you want to achieve. You really have to have some targets that you want to track to, and you need to be able to be nimble to change those as the market changes. Once you have that, you really need to understand your customers and segments so you can create some personas, really identify sort of the things that motivate them, and that'll help drive sort of which game or games you choose. And lastly, you know, find a partner like BDO who has experience and expertise to really help you define and execute against this plan.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Michael. And if you found this episode insightful, be sure to visit the Future Proof Retail Experience on our website to learn more about the technologies that will change the way retail is done. I want to say 20 to 50 years, but that sure sounds like a long time, maybe 10 to 20 years from now. Thank you very much and have a great day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.